Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. You know that. I got no clue what it is for you. I just know it is the weekend recap and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. As always, what a pleasure. What a week in the sports world. We get our stuff going in the NFL, obviously, as it is preseason, week number two in the books. Antonio Brown, still a mystery. The Raiders are now wondering whether the dude is all in or all out. So it's not so happy right now with the Oakland Raiders. And John Gruden continues to downplay this whole situation. Will that be effective as they move into the regular season? I don't know. We'll see. But tons to talk about in the NFL. What's up with Andrew Luck? Can that dude stay healthy? What's going on with the Green Bay Packers? Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers. Are these guys getting along? Will Aaron Rodgers be playing football? Like, the dude's injured, not playing in the preseason right now, sore back and things like that. So it's all about being healthy at the right time in the NFL. If you know what I'm talking about, we're talking about December and January, getting to yourself into the Super Bowl. That's what you want. Anyway, so much going into the NFL. We'll get into that. A lot going on with NCAA college football. They're coming in pretty quick too, 6 days away if I'm not mistaken. So it's coming in hot, people. And then think about Major League Baseball. What's going on in the central of the NL? It's an absolute race. It's unbelievable. Who's going to take it? Because it doesn't seem to me like anybody really wants it. Milwaukee, Chicago, St. Louis, all these guys just kind of hanging around. Nobody really stepping up to the plate, whereas I do see some things happening in the national wildcard race, and I'll be talking about that because I do think that someone has kind of stepped up a little bit and shown that they're maybe ready to make that push. So, all right, everybody, I'm just getting loose. A lot to get into. Get at me. Let's talk about the sports world. Get at me on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports, or obviously get at me here, 1-800-878-7529. All right, Andy Dorf, just getting warmed up. It's the weekend recap right here on Sports Overnight America.
You know, listening makes us smarter, more connected people. It makes us better partners, parents, and leaders. And there's no better place to start listening than Audible. Audible members now get more than ever before. Members choose three titles every month, one audiobook, plus two Audible originals that you can't hear anywhere else. Audible delivers bestsellers, business, self-improvement, memoirs, and more. All professionally narrated by actors, authors, and motivational superstars. Audible members can also get free access to the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post, delivered daily to their Audible app. With that convenient app, members can access Audible anytime. Start listening today with a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook plus two Audible originals are free. Visit audible.com/fish or text FISH to 500-500. That's audible.com/fish.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is Lou Landers from Sports Overnight America. You can catch my co-host Ron McLeese and I every Friday night on the Sports Byline Radio Network. We talk MLB, NFL, fantasy sports, gambling. We'll help you win money. We'll keep you up to date on all the latest news from around the world of sports. Sports Overnight America, 11 p.m. Pacific, every Friday night on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
Dozier holding, Trey Turner, deep left field, high in the air, coming down, see you later! The Nats sweep the series and walk off the Sox, 6-4.
1-1 to Guerrero.
Swing it and try to get out of here, Paul, this one is going to go! Vladimir Guerrero!
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
High ball!
Okay. Let's go.
Perfect highlight for me to come into because the Washington Nationals are the team that I really, really like right now in the National League wild card race. So perfect for me, Scott. Unbelievable, man. It was like you were reading my mind, my friend. Get at me, people. Let's talk about Major League Baseball. Let's talk about anything that's on your mind. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Man, oh, man, what a week of Major League Baseball when you really think about what's going on right now in the realm of things. We're getting down to it is what I'm trying to say. These games start to mean something, and you have to assert yourself. And I kind of feel like the Nationals have done that. And maybe it's because they have absolutely beaten up like crazy on my Milwaukee Brewers over the last couple games. Holy hell. Those dudes, anything they throw up goes out of the park, man. The Brewers, I'm not joking. When I tell you this number, people, you're going to be like, what? They've given up 30 runs in the last two ball games against the Nationals. Yep, I said that. 30 freaking runs. Two baseball games. 16 and 14, if you want to know the damage. Speaking of which, I got to stop the rant. I'll get to the Major League Baseball scores, and then I will get into my rant about analysis and thoughts and opinions about what's going on in Major League Baseball. All right, Red Sox win, and that's important right now because they got to win like every baseball game to make this thing exciting and fun for their fan base because that's your World Series champions from last year struggling to get into the postseason, probably not going to get into the postseason. We'll get into that again real soon. Analysis coming after the scores. Red Sox 13-7 over the Orioles. Yankees go down to the Indians 8-4. That's a fun race to be talking about, by the way, Indians and Minnesota. Padres beat the Phillies 3-2. Tough on the Phillies. They're in the thick of things. Got to keep winning ball games. Mariners, Blue Jays in a game that doesn't matter. Mariners win 7-0. Tigers in a game that does matter for the Rays. Rays win 5-4. They're hanging on to things tightly there in the wild card race. Cardinals 5-4 over the Reds. Dodgers go down to the Braves. And that's my team in the National League that I do think has a shot to beat the Los Angeles Dodgers. And once again, play spoiler for those Dodgers and not get them out of the National League. Maybe don't get to the World Series with all that talent and all the wins that they have. The Braves have a really good team. 5-3, they beat the Dodgers. Brewers, like I said, got absolutely trounced by the Nationals, 16-8. That's the final there, giving up 30 in the last two games. Unbelievable. Mets win 11-5 over the Kansas City Royals. Twinnies, they get it done. The Twinkies, man, 6-3 over the Rangers. Again, like I said, we'll talk about that fun race with them and the Cleveland Indians. Rockies, 7-6 over the Mariners. Or, I'm sorry, the Marlins. Angels, 9-2 over the White Sox. Astros, 4-1 over the Athletics. That's a tough one for the Athletics. They got to keep winning ball games. D-backs, 6-1 over the Giants. Tough on the Giants. Tough on the D-backs. They're going to beat up on each other a little bit, as we know how Major League Baseball schedules things down the stretch. Those teams seem to find each other in their division a lot more often toward the end of the year, and seems like they beat up on each other. Cubbies, they kind of helped themselves getting a nice victory 7-1 over the Pirates, and that's your baseball, Major League Baseball scores for, I believe, Sunday. But again, I'm not sure what time it is for you. That's what happened sometime on Sunday for baseball lovers. All right. Let me go through the standings. Yankees on top of the division by a lot, 9.5. So they've got that thing wrapped up. Good baseball team, real good baseball team. Score a lot of runs. Will it be enough to get them through to the World Series? We'll get into Tampa Bay as obviously they got to keep winning ball games to get themselves in the postseason. Boston Red Sox, now 8 games over 500, a little bit closer to making themselves in the hunt officially. Minnesota, 2.5 game lead over the Cleveland Indians right now. And I would have to say that I think both of those teams are getting into the postseason. Maybe not as easy as they thought it was going to be, but both of those teams I do feel are getting in. So ultimately, I think you have a couple few teams playing for one wild card spot in the American League. Houston on top of their division by 7.5 games now over Oakland. And Oakland is another team that I really like. I think they're pretty good. You know, you're looking at three teams in that mix for the wild card race in the American League. And I'll give you the up-to-date standings on that right now. Cleveland on top with a one game lead over the Tampa Bay Rays. And then Oakland, 1.5 back, and then the Red Sox, 6.5 back. So until the Red Sox, in my humble opinion, get themselves within 3 games, they're not really in this race. Right now, it's Cleveland or Minnesota, and then Tampa Bay in the second wild card, and then Cleveland or Minnesota is your other team that makes it, either wins the division or they get into the wild card race. Again, at least in my humble opinion at this point. Oakland right now on the outside looking in, 1.5 back. So they're in this thing too. They're definitely in this thing as well. All right, National League, let's take a look at that real quick. Atlanta Braves, 5.5 game lead over the Nationals, who, again, I feel like they have asserted themselves as far as the wild card race goes, and I really, really like their chances. That team can score a lot of runs. We've seen what they did over the Brew Crew over the weekend. They can put it up, and they're not afraid to just keep hammering away, which you got to respect. But they did give up a lot of runs, so that could be a little bit of a cause for concern as well. Giving up 8 runs in a game, and then I think they gave up 15 runs in another game. So it's not like they were killing them as far as defensively goes and pitching goes. All right, Phillies. They're 4 games over 500. That's important because we'll get into the wild card race here in a moment. St. Louis Cardinals and the Cubs right now tied for the lead in the Central. Milwaukee a couple games back. They're also 4 games over 500. Dodgers just absolutely running away with that division. 18.5 game lead over San Francisco, who's 1 game over 500. And let's take a look at the National League wild card race. I'll get you the up-to-date standings on that as well. Like I said, the Nationals, they're in. They've got a game and a half lead over the Cubs right now because percentage-wise or head-to-head, St. Louis is atop that division right now. Milwaukee, 2 games back. Philadelphia, 2 games back. New York Mets, 2 games back. San Francisco Giants, 3.5 games back. Arizona Diamondbacks, 4.5 games back. I'm not going to go to the Cincinnati Reds and San Diego Padres because they're 7.5 back. I don't think those teams are in the mix. However, I do think the other teams that I mentioned are. And I do like the Nationals as one of those wild card teams. Really think they're getting in. The Cubs or St. Louis is another team that I really like as well. Could the Milwaukee Brewers play spoiler in this case? Maybe. Once again, they could somehow figure out a way to win the division or pull off the wild card. You never know. But right now, Washington, I love. They're getting in. I just feel like they've started to figure things out a little bit, playing extremely well, scoring a lot of runs, and taking advantage of certain situations. So the Nationals, I love moving forward. They're getting in. I think they're a National League wild card team. Will it be the Cubs? Will it be St. Louis? Will it be the Brewers? Will it be Philadelphia? Will it be the Mets? That's your real good question as far as when it comes to the second wild card. All right, got to take a break. I'm going to do it. I'll come back, maybe talk about some NFL on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. Weekend recap right here on Sports Overnight America.
The pitch.
Swung on, hit high, hit deep to left center. This ball, gone, a grand slam. Carlos Santana. With a grand slam to left center. And the Indians are back on top, 7-3 here in the 10th inning.
There's a drive to deep right by Roberto Perez. Cleveland has the lead.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
No score, 10:35 to go. Andrew Luck throws right side, caught by Eric Ebron. Touchdown! Touchdown, Eric Ebron! 6 yards away, and Eric Ebron has his 14th receiving score of the season, and the Colts draw first blood. It's 6-0.
Ben, first and 10, shotgun snap. He's back, throws along down the sideline, and the pass is caught, and that's Antonio Brown stepping into the end zone for the Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown. He just flew by the corner, and Jackson did not have a chance.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Done as if by order.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in. Get at me. Let's talk about some NFL football, if you like, or anything else that's on your mind. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on my Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. All right, so two guys that I definitely want to get into, Antonio Brown and Andrew Luck. Hopefully Andrew Luck can stay healthy. Hopefully Antonio Brown decides he wants to go out there and play football and be a team guy. Maybe asking for too much. All right, so we'll get you some scores from week two of the preseason. By the way, coming in real hot. Right now I'm doing the weekend recap. But as we know, NFL football starts the week of Labor Day. And you know what? I'll be doing the weekend recap, but a different way. We'll be doing the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. So I love talking football. There's nothing better than talking football. And there's nothing better than talking with you, my people all over the globe, on Sports Overnight America. So I appreciate it. I know you have choices. All right, Eagles get it done. They beat the Jaguars 24-10. Jets 22-10 over the Falcons. Bengals 23-13 over the Redskins. Redskins are kind of interesting to talk about. I think Case Keenum's going to be the guy for a while, and we'll see how the year goes for them. But Dwayne Haskins, obviously, we'll get his shot at some point in time. Packers go down to the Ravens 26-13. Raiders beat the Cardinals 33-26. We'll be talking about that because Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury, they really got it handed to them with the way that they went about play calling with the clapping of the hands and this and that and the other. Those gimmicks, it causes motion. They were getting flags thrown on them. Didn't happen week one, but week two they decided to clamp down a little bit. So we'll see how they adjust to the NFL officiating. Bills 27-14 over the Panthers. By the way, I think the Panthers will be pretty good if they figure out a way to keep Christian McCaffrey well fed, a steady diet of Christian McCaffrey running the football and taking out of the backfield, etc. Man, that guy could be an incredible player this season. One of my guys to kind of watch. If you're a fantasy guy, definitely a guy you want to have. Giants 32-13 over the Bears. And again, that's another interesting situation. Daniel Jones has looked pretty good. I don't get too hyped up about anything in preseason. But if you have a young quarterback, that you're wondering who's kind of been somewhat impressive, he'd be the guy thus far, at least in my opinion, as far as those rookie quarterbacks that have come in, because people were laughing at the Giants. Maybe the Giants weren't such fools after all. We'll find out. Time will tell. Buccaneers 16-14 over the Dolphins. I love that situation, too, with Bruce Arians going to deal with Jameis Winston. He's known as a quarterback whisperer, and for good reason. He's done really well with some guys and helped develop Andrew Luck and was with Carson Palmer. And the guy knows how to get through to quarterbacks is what I'm saying. Browns 21-18 over the Colts. Again, we'll talk about the Colts and Andrew Luck a little bit. Will he be able to stay healthy? Patriots 22-17. Patriots, doesn't matter, preseason, regular season, they just know how to win all the time. Steelers beat the Chiefs 17-7. And I think that the Chiefs have an unbelievable offense. And every now and again, they're going to have an off day. And maybe that's what it was against the Steelers. But however, with that being said, we know that the Steelers were obviously very emotional with the death of the wide receiver coach. And I look, you got to feel something. And when you go out there and you're able to perform in that kind of a situation, it kind of makes you feel good all around. So kudos to the Pittsburgh Steelers for knowing how to go out there and be professionals. Texans 30-23 over the Lions. And again, Texans are a team I'm excited about. Deshaun Watson, I love this kid. Hopkins, a special receiver. They got some pretty good pieces. They started making their way last season. I'm excited to see what happens for the Texans this season. Cowboys 14-10 over the Rams. And I'm wondering what happens in Big D, because what Dak is asking for is a hell of a lot of money. And to keep things intact, you can't get extremely greedy. You got to keep your head on straight. So it'll be interesting to see how that all turns out for the Dallas Cowboys. And I know how everybody is. Go get your money. Go get paid. What's the difference between 26 and 34 million? And I know 8 million bucks. I get it. But if that 8 million helps you to figure out a way to keep Ezekiel Elliott and keep the Amari Cooper as your wide receiver, I think you got to figure out a way to accommodate the situation. And I think everybody has to come down to earth a little bit. All right. Saints beat the Chargers 19-17. Seahawks go down to the Vikings. Vikings, I think, are a team to watch too, by the way. I for some reason, I feel like what they did last season might be worst case scenario for them, like moving forward at all. That was them trying to figure out who the heck they were for one season, I think. I really believe that. I think Kirk Cousins is going to come out and have a pretty solid season. He's a guy to watch. He is definitely a guy to watch too. Definitely a guy to watch. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter at Storefront Sports. Follow me there too. Do me a favor. Follow me. Sometimes I come up with some good stuff. But I think the NFL is going to be good stuff. I think we're going to have some unbelievable things happen. And one of those players that I think is going to be special, if they really use him in the right way, is Christian McCaffrey. He's quick. He's got a good first step. He can have that escapability. Cam Newton just has to use that weapon and use it in a way where he doesn't get hurt. Because you hear me, man. I always say that injuries are all part of the game. They are. They're definitely part of the game. So you have to be wise in how you use guys. And don't overuse them too early. But with that being said, you want to get those guys the ball as much as you possibly can. And Christian McCaffrey is one of those guys, in my humble opinion. Will they use him right? Will the Carolina Panthers have a good season? Will they be a playoff team? When you think about their division, it's relatively solid. Atlanta Falcons, New Orleans Saints, who we all know are going to be really good. Michael Thomas is happy. Highest paid receiver in the game right now. Drew Brees is... Is he slowing down, sure. Absolutely, he's slowing down. But can he still sling it? You betcha. Oh, you betcha, man. And I think if they get home field advantage, New Orleans is really tough to beat. Really tough to beat at home. Be interesting to see how that all turns out. Be really interested to see how it all turns out. All right, I do hear the music behind me, so I know I got to take a pause for the cause. I'll be back on the other side, man. I got to keep going with the NFL because I just feel like there's so much more to get into. I got to talk about AB a little bit. Dude seems to be a problem when you're talking about him, just in general, man. Whether it was in Pittsburgh, whether it's now with his new team, the Oakland Raiders, it doesn't make a difference. Just a new scenery isn't making this guy turn around a little bit. All right, taking a quick pause for the cause. Keep close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap right here on Sports Overnight America.
First to go with the six, shotgun snap. The Minnesota quarterback, Cousins, is hit. He breaks free, runs at the 10. On the painted numbers, the 5 stops and then throws a short pass as he put on the brakes, did not cross the line, and throws to Cook, who catches and runs into the end zone for a wide-open touchdown.
Second down and 4, a little shoulder fake. Here's Thielen wide open. Thielen, touchdown, Minnesota.
Vikings 2 of 8 on third down, empty backfield. 3 receivers left, 2 right, Stephon Diggs slot right. Cousins back to pass, fires to the end zone, caught, touchdown! Adam Thielen, you're unstoppable. 19-10 Vikings.
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that 2/3 of all men, they start losing their hair by the age of 35? And if you notice, you might think, uh-oh, it's too late. It's gone. Go to 4hims.com. One-stop shop for hair loss, also skin care, sexual awareness. It's all for men. It's science, so you don't have to be bald. They connect you with real doctors, medical solutions. It treats hair loss. Go to 4hims.com. All the products are shipped directly to your door and order now. Now, my listeners of the Video Game Review, they get a free trial of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. So here's what you do. 4hims, that's right, for him, no Hims. 4hims.com/VGR. That's forhims.com/VGR.
Listening makes us smarter, more connected people. It makes us better partners, parents, and leaders. And there's no better place to start listening than Audible. Audible is where so many inspiring voices and compelling stories open listeners up to new experiences and ways of thinking. Audible members now get more than ever before. Members choose 3 titles every month, 1 audiobook, plus 2 Audible originals that you can't hear anywhere else. Audible delivers bestsellers, business, self-improvement, memoirs, and more. all professionally narrated by actors, authors, and motivational superstars. Audible members can also get free access to the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post delivered daily to the Audible app. Explore all the ways listening on Audible can help improve mind, body, and soul with entertainment, information, and inspiration. Start listening with a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook plus two Audible originals are free. Visit audible.com/speed or text speed to 500-500.
Steelers with a cover two shell in the back as Olsen comes in motion from far to near. Newton has the snap, fades back, swing pass out of the backfield. McCaffrey caught 15 to the 10, the 5, touchdown, Carolina. Saunders up, hands in clamshell position, left foot just offset, back of his right foot. Bends low, back arched, has the snap, fakes to McCaffrey, he's going to throw, end zone, wide open, Olsen.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Well, you two made up?
Darlene's going to give up pickpocketing and start studying forgery.
I truly shame yourself, Darlene.
I was only going to keep his money for him until he sobered up.
That's like tying it up permanently.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf getting you through another Weekend Recap right here on Sports Overnight America. Get at me. Let's talk. 1-800-878-7529. Again, love coming to you all over the globe, and do appreciate those people listening to me on the American Forces Network, man. You people are a reason why I'm doing this. Can't thank you enough. Follow me on Twitter too, people. Dorf on Sports. Do want to report some sad news. Cedric Benson dies from a motorcycle crash, and it's extremely sad. Guy's 36 years old. Probably a lot of life to live, and just sad day for the NFL and his family. So thoughts, prayers, they're with you. Benson family and the NFL family. All right, getting back to what's going on with preseason week number two takeaways. I think that the Arizona Cardinals, with the young quarterback, the young coach, the lack of experience running a NFL-style offense. You got a lot of nerve, Arizona Cardinals. You got a lot of nerve thinking that you can insult and you can strike lightning in a bottle with these kinds of NFL defenses that are sophisticated. And if you remember, 48 hours, not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe. I mean, this is just unbelievable. I have been thinking about the situation in Arizona because I come to you from the Valley of the Sun, where I live, my home, and cover sports for 20 some odd years out here. But I just don't know if they've ever lived in a town that doesn't get it as much as Arizona doesn't get it. You had your runs. Don't get me wrong. You had some runs with those Phoenix Suns teams. You had Kurt Warner as an Arizona Cardinal. And what they've done with the Arizona Rattlers and the WNBA, the Mercury, well, that's fantastic. And the D-backs, they won a championship too. But you're not routinely in the mix, and it's been a long, long time. And I think it's going to be a long time coming. You set a precedence, and you went in a way, in a direction that there's no turning back. There's no turning back, man. So if it all blows up and it's a mess once again, Lucy, you got a lot of explaining to do. Another TV show there coming up with all these old school quotes lines from things, but that's from I Love Lucy, if you don't remember. But man, oh man, just thinking about the situation in Arizona. You got Cliff Kingsbury, who didn't win at the college level, and yet you put all your faith in that cat. You took your shot, man. They dropped it on that dude. They literally dropped their heads on this guy. They put it all on the line, man. And now we'll see what happens during the regular season. You had Josh Rosen, man. You probably could have developed that kid. He went to UCLA. I'm sorry, but something to be said for that. This guy's not an idiot. And we'll see what happens as his career evolves. And I think he'll be around for a long time. I really do. And sooner or later, he'll get a shot. But you got Kyler Murray now. You got a guy that's inexperienced. He's going to make mistakes. He's going to put your team in some really awful positions. And then there's going to be times where he's going to shine. And you're going to be like, look, we got the future. But I think it's really, really crazy to think that you can hire a college football coach who wasn't all that successful on the college level and expect to run a college-style offense in the NFL and have it be successful. And don't throw at me guys from yesteryear that were successful doing this because they're not around anymore. And there's a reason for it. These defenses are too good. They're too sophisticated. They're too fast. They just pick up things, man. So with the way that they were officiating game two versus game one, and we didn't really get a good look at Kyler in game one, only played the one series. Game two, a few more series than that. It was really not very productive. Numbers were awful. I mean, Mama told me there'll be days like this, right? And that was just hopefully one of them days for Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury. But I got a feeling if it goes bad, that's what it looks like. And believe me, it wasn't pretty. It was ugly. It was nasty. It was bad. It was real bad. And you should see what happens, the emotions of Cardinal fans. I mean, all kinds of groups. By the way, you can follow me at Dwarf on Sports fan page on Facebook. It's always exciting seeing emotions after the games. People are either riding high, riding low, riding sideways, just completely distraught, angry, pissed off, emotional. That's what I love about sports. I really do. I love it. I love seeing people just eat at themselves and get so angry. And honestly, I hate being the guy that said, I told you so, but not when it comes to sports. I love being the guy that says, I told you so. Because it's so hard for people to take. But right is right, man. Truth is truth. I tell it like it is. I say it like it is. I see it how it is. I don't sugarcoat it, man. When my team sucks, I tell you. I don't hold back. I don't give you any excuses. I'm not going to blow smoke up your butt and tell you, hey, the Green Bay Packers are going to the Super Bowl, because I don't believe that. I'm real, man. I'm objective. I can throw my emotions to the side. Maybe that's why I'm talking about sports, and hopefully you're listening to me. So when I talk about your teams or your guys or your players, don't take it personal, because it ain't personal. It's me doing my damn job. If I didn't do my job the way that I do it, Nobody would respect me, man. So I got to tell it the way it is and the way that I see it. If you don't like it, call me. Shoot me a text. Shoot me something on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports, man. My communication lines are wide open. We can keep it an intellectual discussion about sports, about life, about the way it is. Call me, 1-800-878-7529. Getting back to what's going on the field. Could be another long season for the Arizona Cardinals. Really could. And we'll talk AB for a moment. Dude, get your head on straight, man. Are you playing football or are you playing games? Because we've seen this act from you for a long time now, man. We're sick and tired of it. Everybody's getting tired of it. It's old. It's drawn out. Go be a professional. Do your damn job, man. Go catch footballs. Be a team guy. Be a leader. Not asking for that much. Not asking for that much. Andrew Luck, man, stay healthy, bro. Stay healthy. Get that body fixed because you're a hell of a quarterback when you're healthy, man. You're a hell of a quarterback when you're healthy. Deshaun Watson. This to me, this is an MVP-like year for this guy. He could be lights out. He could absolutely be lights out. If I'm not mistaken, before that ACL tear, dude was leading the NFL MVP vote. So we know he has the potential to be that guy. He could be the face of the NFL. He really could. Tom Brady is not going to be around forever, man. But he does win forever. He's not playing games, but the Patriots still win, so it don't matter. What's up with Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur? Is this going to work? Is he going to be wishing that he had Fat Mike McCarthy, as I like to call him, still there? He might. He might, man. He really might. But I do think that this could be one of those tough years for the Green Bay Packers. And then people are going to be like, oh, first year, we've got to get things. Nah, they're just not that good. See, that's me being objective about my own team, people. I don't think they're that good. They got a great quarterback, don't get me wrong. Great quarterback, we all know that. But you need other pieces, man. 11 guys all on the same page when it comes to football. Redskins, good luxury to have, Case Keenum, because I believe he'll be the starter. If the Redskins are in the mix at all, then you got to keep Dwayne Haskins, you got to hold him back a little bit. But if they're struggling, why not give the dude a shot? Why not give him a chance? All right, I think I hear some music. So I think I'm going to take that pause for the cause one final time. And then I'll come back like I always do, give you the parting shot, Dorfman style, as you know. I like to give you my final thought and let you know what's on my mind and the brain. So keep it close for that. Again, it is the Weekend Recap. You're hanging out with Andy Dorf right here on Sports Overnight America.
Watson takes the snap, throws left side of the end zone, and it's caught. DeAndre Hopkins backpedaling into the end zone. Touchdown, Houston.
Shotgun snap for Deshaun Watson. Single back right, Lamar Miller. Tight end wing right, too wide near right. Tight end false motion by Ryan Griffin. From the 1 yard line, design keep to the near right. Cut it back upfield, end zone touchdown, Deshaun Watson.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago. If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Well, I tell you what, I was actually ready to, for this coming season, I actually talked to a coach, and my wife said, go for it, I think it would be great. So I actually talked to a coach about possibly doing it if they needed someone, but then they went out and signed somebody. I don't think they thought I was serious, and so I think we're completely done now.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, my people, welcome back in for the final time. Get at me on Twitter. Follow me there. It's Dorf on Sports. You can always call me on the Sports Overnight America Weekend Recap Show at 1-800-878-7529. But I always leave you with a few things on the mind because I like to do so, because I always like to keep people thinking and guessing about what's coming next for me. And I didn't hit the NBA much because they're not playing basketball. However, with that being said, Team USA, a lot of new faces, a lot of different people, and for many different reasons, like because guys didn't want to play, because guys didn't want to put the extra minutes in, guys didn't want to put the extra time in. Used to be a lot about pride and things along those lines. Seems like now guys are just about themselves and making that money and not really caring that much about going out there and showing something for the world. But anyways, point is this: a lot of new faces, a lot of things for these people to go out there and achieve, and maybe kind of silence their critics and their skeptics about what they're able to accomplish. So go for it, guys. That's what I'm trying to say. Team USA, you got my blessings. I hope everything works out, and I hope you do a really good job of representing the USA. All right, so moving on from that, college football, it's literally right around the corner, 6 days away from that. So we'll be talking college football next week on the weekend recap. I love it, man. I absolutely love it. It's fantastic. So think about that, people, as you're sleeping throughout the week about what's going to happen in the weeks to come. We'll be talking college football. Baseball lovers, it's heating up, man. National League wildcard race, American League wildcard race, it's getting interesting. Scott, as always, man, he does the greatest job. He's the best producer in the world. I appreciate you so much, man. For him, I'm saying peace. I'm saying goodnight, everybody. Check in with you next week right here on the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf. It was Sports Overnight America.
It's time for the attack here on Sports Overnight America. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, that's me. Welcome to the attack. This is Sports Overnight America on Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211, part of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're very happy to be on board with you here on this late Sunday night, early Monday morning, depending on where you are, and happy to have you as a part of the show. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It is the toll-free telephone number of the attack, and social media is more your thing, at BobBlack71. At Sports Byline USA. We're not going to give you a top 10 list of anything, but we are going to give you the top headlines and the top stories in the world of sports. We're going to take you on a little trip to the beach as well, as we will go to Casablanca, one of our favorite places on the planet, and have a good time there. Tell you what the forecast is and all that kind of fun stuff, but you need sunblock and everything else involved. We got a lot to catch up on from over the weekend. We're going to talk a little bit of Major League Baseball, pennant races, of course, hot and heavy. National Football League regular season is around the corner. I think this week we'll start, maybe not today, but we'll start breaking down some of the teams and some of the prognostications that I will have for set teams going forward in the upcoming regular season and hopefully the playoffs, as I love to explore that as well. We'll talk other headlines in the world of sports. Plenty going on. Tiger not making the cut to go to the final tournament of the regular season. So he will be left on the sidelines and, or in the clubhouse, as the case may be. And we've got a lot to talk about. Greinke getting his 200th win. That trade's working out so far so good. The wild card in the National League is as tight as an expandable head around your a hat around your head. So we'll have a good time with that as well. And then there's football stories abound, as the Raiders seem to have finally had enough when Antonio Brown and their general manager, not their coach, but their general manager, came and called him out and said, hey, look, enough. Get on the freaking field. So we'll explore all of that. For those of you who are familiar with the show, American Forces Radio Network, near and dear to our hearts. These guys and girls are out there each and every day protecting our six. Be good to them. You see somebody in a uniform, thank them, and be on your way. All right, we're going to step out right now. When we come back, Major League Baseball here in the attack on Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. Don't go anywhere.
Most of you know Pedro Fernandez as a boxing fan, right? Well, I like political assassinations as far as my books are concerned. Of course, the U.S. history, especially in the 1960s. So that's my point of interest. Guess where I get that? I get that at Audible.com. I mean, and I'm a voracious reader. Sometimes I read 30, 40,000 words a week. I kid you not. But with Audible.com, I get to envelop myself with like a couple hundred thousand words a week because I'm listening to it and not reading it. What am I trying to tell you? There's an offer going on right now at Audible.com. 3 months for the price of one. Just go to Audible.com. Audible.com has got it rocking and rolling. Whether you're into sports books or political assassinations like me, you'll dig Audible.com, listening to things instead of having to read it.
Start listening with a 30-day Audible trial and your first audiobook plus two Audible originals originals are free.
Visit audible.com/ring or text RING to 500-500.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Are you aware that 66% of men lose their hair by the age of 35? Thing is, when you start to notice the hair loss, it's too late. Solution, 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors, medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. Well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. No snake oil pills, gas station counter supplements, prescription solutions backed by science. Listeners to this program, Wrestling Observer Live, can get a trial month of Hims for just $5 right now while supplies last. You can see the website for full details and safety information. This would cost hundreds of dollars if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/wrestling, FORHIMS.com/wrestling. 4hims.com/wrestling.
It's the other way. Williamson, long run, and a dive, and he can't get there. And it gets by him, and Gamble's going to run for a while. Around second, on his way to third. Eddie Cedar waves it around, and it gets inside the park. Home run for Ben Gamble, and it's a one-run game.
Jay Bruce will be the batter. He's got a chance to win it and beat his old club.
A lot of people would like to see that happen.
Two looks back at second. Here's the 1-0. Bruce swings and drives it to center. It's deep. Lagares turns. He's going back. Still going back. It's out of his reach and over his head. It's up against the fence. Quinn is coming home. And Jay Bruce has won it. The Phillies walk it off for the first time this year. They come rushing out of the dugout in the celebration near third base as they mob Jay Bruce. And the Phillies have beaten the Mets again. 5-4 the final.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
This is a nice place to visit.
God, I'm so excited I jumped the gun there. Welcome back to the Attack. Black Cuddy, you. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. 200th career victory for Zach Greinke. Pretty amazing stuff. He is one hell of a pitcher. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame. The trade was made, and going into the Houston uniform has certainly been an advantage for the Houston Astros because that race out west has tightened up quite a bit. The Oakland A's are making a pretty darn good run. They really are. And how can he not root for the A's? They don't have a budget to work with. Peter Alonso getting his 40th home run, setting the National League rookie mark. And there are now four players who have reached the 40 home run mark, the earliest since 2006. So we're going to break it all down for you and get into the various different races and talk about everything that went on yesterday in the world of sports. Milwaukee Braves, Philadelphia Phillies, as you heard in the highlights and all that kind of fun stuff. But I'll tell you something. It starting with Zach Greinke, he is just a dominant pitcher who has been on the scene for a long, long time. The statistics in his case don't lie. 4-1 victory yesterday over the Oakland Athletics, and he is just that phenomenal of a player. He's 3-0 with the Houston Astros. Yesterday, 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned run, 6 strikeouts. Drops his ERA overall to 2.84. he's extraordinary. He just is. Bullpen cleaned it up, and the Astros created a little bit of separation. They're now 79 and 46, and the Athletics are 71 and 53. But the Athletics have made a nice little run over the last few weeks and tightened it up a little bit. I don't know that they're going to threaten Houston for the overall when it's all said and done. But I like the way they're playing. You look at their lineup, there's nothing in there that's earth-shattering. They don't have a single starter hitting over 300. But they managed to score a pretty decent amount of runs. They get good pitching. They play really good defense, which a lot of teams in Major League Baseball do not. And that has put them in a position where they are in as of right now. And the aforementioned Zach Greinke, who at age 35 just keeps bringing it, is 13-4 overall. And just pitching just how does you know what? Man's going to the Hall of Fame. Got his 200th win. He'll saying that he has another 3 years, hopefully, at least. We'll probably end up with 235, 240 if everything stays good and healthy. And he'll be somewhere around 240, 245 at about 150 losses. And that's going to get him in the Hall of Fame, particularly in this offensive era of baseball. His career ERA is 3.36. Man gets the job done. Even this year, 165 innings this year. He's only given up in long ball 2019. He's only given up 17 home runs the entire year. There are pitchers that do that in a month these days. He's extraordinary. And for Houston, when they get into the playoffs, because I think right now they are the favorite to go to the World Series out of the American League, they're just that good. And a lot of it is going to be riding the shoulders and the arm of Zach Greinke. Now for Oakland, they're standing there as well. And again, just a darn good baseball team, but they go about it a different way. They have to mix and match. They literally have to try to be there each and every night. Now, they're not in the playoffs as of right now, but they're only a game and a half out. They're certainly within shouting distance of red-hot Cleveland, who you know eventually will cool down a little bit, and Tampa Bay. They've got a decent lead on Houston, on Boston, 5 games. And then there's really nobody else behind them that is in within reasonable hailing distance. I mean, the Angels are a sub-500 team, and they're next in line. So it's starting to come down for the wild card to the four aforementioned teams. You got Cleveland, you got Tampa Bay, you have Oakland, and you have Boston kind of lurking around. It's going to be difficult for Boston, although they've won 5 in a row and 7 out of their last 10. It's going to have to heat up for them pretty quickly. Cleveland's been going through an amazingly hard schedule, playing the Yankees twice in the course of a very brief period of time, and they get the Mets next, and they're 5-5 in their last 10, but they've managed to stay above 500, and they're a game up on Tampa Bay in the wild card race. So they're doing extremely bueno. Tampa Bay 7-3 in the last 10. Like I said, narrowing down a little bit. You don't rule anybody out until about the middle of September, but right now it looks like those four particular teams are the teams, at least as of right now. And you go out west, you go to the National League, and you go out west, and the Dodgers are still amazingly comfortable. Nobody's going to threaten them. But the Giants are still hanging around in the wild card, and so is Arizona, although they're a game under 500. The Central is where it gets really interesting. Cubs won in Williamsport yesterday. We'll get to that game in a couple of minutes. But Milwaukee just seems to be fading. The number jumping out is their minus 29 run scored, run against differential. They're 6-4 in their last 10, which is decent, but the pitching just isn't being consistent. Cubs have won a couple of in a row, but they're 4-6 in their last 10. And the Cardinals, of course, heating up at exactly the right time, 7-3 in their last 10. They're tied. They got one less win than the Chicago Cubs, but they're tied with the Cubs, and that's going to be a hell of a race going down the stretch. I'll tell you a team that's gotten hot, and the Mets smacked them around a little bit, but the Washington Nationals are back on track. They're, 11 games over 500 now. 7-3 in their last 10. And they're starting to make a little run at Atlanta. I think Atlanta's going to hold on, although they're dealing with some injuries. I think Atlanta's going to hold on. But that one started to get a little more interesting. We talked a little bit about Houston and Oakland. We talked a little bit about Minnesota, who, after squandering the entire double-digit lead that they had earlier in the season, is now back 2.5 games up and playing pretty good baseball. Yankee lead has finally dropped below 10 games because their pitching hasn't been great, but they're 7-3 in their last 10, and they just pound the hell out of the baseball. They're comfortable. They're comfortable. I don't think Tampa Bay is going to catch them. But like I said, wild card races abound, and when you switch over to the National League and look at it, Washington is not only making a run at Atlanta, but they've got now a game and a half lead in the wild card ahead of three other teams. And on the other side of the break, we're going to get to said teams, start breaking down the scores, playoff possibilities, and all that kind of fun stuff right here in the Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. Don't go anywhere.
Fingers, a lot of small bones, a lot of damage can be caused by baseball.
That is driven in the air to right field and deep. Castellanos back to the wall, and that is gone. Gleyber Torres with his 10th home run of the year.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a drive. That's belted deep right field. That might hit the scoreboard. It did.
And that's another big jack for BMAC. Most exciting 2 minutes in baseball, partner.
Eighth home run for Brian McCann. That extends the Atlanta lead. And that is the 50th, make that the 49th home run, I beg your pardon, the Braves have hit in the month of June.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
You are back with the Attack. Black, Cuddy, you, and welcome aboard. And whether you're getting your day started or ending it, we're very happy to have you a part of it. 1-800-878-7529. I'll tell you what, National League wildcard race is really extraordinary right now. Cubs activated Craig Kimbrel to help out with their bullpen. It remains an Achilles heel for them. I mean, I know I'm rooting for my Mets, as I always do. But I'll tell you, I'm not confident in the Cubs at all. They're in a division, first of all, where every single inning matters between St. Louis and Milwaukee and themselves. They have very little breathing room, and this there's something just not right about this team. I can't put my finger on it. Mostly bullpen, but even on the day-to-day, it's been very tough for them. And Milwaukee has their own struggles. So we'll see. It'll sort itself out in the next couple of weeks. I think when we make the turn to the home stretch in September, I could be a little more definite about it. But again, that's the fun of a pennant race. Mets are playing good baseball. They went out on the road with a really tough road trip, although it ended up relatively easy with Kansas City. And they went 5-4. So they did exactly what they had to do, play a little bit above 500. And get back home. But now they're facing the Cleveland Indians right off the bat. And then they get Atlanta right after that and Washington right after that. So this next dozen or so games is really going to determine whether or not the Mets are able to stay in this going into September. And that'll be another one we'll be commenting on when we make the turn at the 1st of September and getting into the Labor Day weekend. You know, you go back to the scores yesterday and the Cubs playing in Williamsport, and there's something just fun and magic about playing in Williamsport, particularly in the middle of the Little League World Series. I think of all the dumb things that baseball does to not market itself, this is one of the things that they do. It's a national game, which is also a good thing. And you get a team like the Pirates who aren't in it this year, but it's Williamsport. Port is close to Pittsburgh. It's close to Chicago. It ends up being a home game for the Pirates. And, you know, the kids are there. All the teams participating in the Little League World Series are there, and they're a part of it. The players go out of their way to be good to the kids and give them autographs and, you know, give them jerseys and all that kind of fun stuff. And the game is usually pretty good. Wasn't yesterday. But the game is usually pretty good. And the Cubs seemed a little bit revitalized what was going on with the energy that they had and everything else. Quintana went to 11-7. He pitched a really good game. 7 innings, 5 hits, 7 Ks, no runs. Bullpen held up for a change with Chicago. Derek Holland pitched an inning. Craig Kimbrel, who, as I said, they activated. A little rough coming off the injured list. 2 innings pitched, a hit and a run, and Pedro Strop. But they put Kimbrel into a situation where, you know, no pressure or anything along those lines. So it was good for him to get his feet wet coming off the list. And the Pirates, unfortunately for them this year, are just done. It ended for them pretty much at the beginning of August. But they'll be okay. They got a lot of young talent on that team, and going into next year, they'll make a few changes and tweak a few things. And they were competitive for most of this year, but unfortunately for them, they just kind of ran out of gas, and injuries also went a long way in doing them in. Going to other games, Pete Alonso, as we talked about, with the Mets, and hitting his 40th home run, which set a major league rookie record. Cody Bellinger sent him congratulations via Twitter. You a beast. You a beast. And for a team that has struggled for the great majority of this year, the one highlight that is, well, two highlights actually, because McNeil has been really, really good, and he's getting ready to come back off the injured list as well. But the one highlight has been Pete Alonso. And here's a guy, and if you're going to knock Brody Van Wagenen for his offseason moves, one move that he made after spring training was making sure that Pete Alonso was on his baseball team. Now, last year, they brought up Dominic Smith, who, and he's been up for the last 2 years, but specifically the last year, underperformed. And they were really questioning whether or not they were going to platoon him with perhaps Todd Frazier or somebody along those lines. It was very apparent in spring training that Pete Alonso could be a major slugger. How good, whether or not he had holes in the swing, whether or not pitchers figured him out as they were going further and further into the season, remained to be seen. And the club control, by not starting his major league clock this year and waiting a month to bring him up so they could get more service time with Pete Alonso, was supposedly going to weigh into the factor as to whether or not he was on the major league roster to start out with. It didn't play out that way. Van Wagenen, to his credit, and to the credit of Mickey Callaway, who said, hey, I need this guy in the lineup. They made the decision to play him from Jump Street. He earned the starting first baseman's job. And now he's hitting .271 for the year with 40 home runs and 95 RBIs, leading the Mets in all categories, not average, but power average. And he also has played his way into the upper echelon of sluggers in the National League, anyway, in all of baseball for that matter. He is talked about in the same breath as Aaron Judge. He's talked about in the same breath as Max Muncy and Cody Bellinger and Mike Trout. He's a hitter. He's not just a slugger. When he remains committed to going up the middle, which is what he does best, the home runs go out to all fields. And there's not a ballpark in this country that can hold him. Last night's home run that got him to 40, well over 400 feet to dead left. But he doesn't pull the ball all the time. If you watch the home run derby at the All-Star game, here's a guy that bounces him out and hits him over 400 feet to right field. He hit a moonshot in Kansas City the other day that landed in the pond. The pool in a pond, but a pond would be good for you. Out in center field. I mean, it was extraordinary. He just hits balls over and over and over again. And the guy is just that good of a hitter. And he's 24 years old. He's got no place to go but up. I mean, this is going to be, I think, a long and extraordinary career for Pete Alonso. His next mark, 52 home runs of Mark McGwire. And we'll see how well that works out. But he's just, whew. And the guy, he's one of those guys, and you know how it is, because Bellinger's one of those same players. Mike Trout is certainly one of those same players. And Bryce Harper, even, because whether it's a swing and a miss or a home run, he's one of those guys when he comes to bat, whether you're at the park and, you know, you're on the concession line or you're sitting at home and maybe you're getting ready to go grab another beer or something along those lines. He is one of those guys that you just stop and you wait to do whatever you're going to do, because he's that extraordinary of a hitter. You can end up seeing one of those magic moments where he lofts one. And it's one of those ones where, ooh, you're talking about that for a long, long time. And quite frankly, at least with the at-bats, there's only been a couple of players in Met history that have had that kind of impact when it comes to stop and watch. You go all the way back, it was Dave Kingman, who it was always hit or miss. There was no in between. But, man, when he hit a home run, it was like putting it on an Apollo rocket and sending it to outer space. Daryl Strawberry fell into that same category. You always stopped. And I remember the first time that impacted me. I was over at the old Shea Stadium, and I was in line with some buddies for a beer. And they had the TVs up, but everything came to a halt. And everybody went to the little entrances to the concession stands and looked to see what Daryl Strawberry was going to do. Well, Alonzo falls into that category as well. All right, let's step out right now. We'll be back right after this brief timeout. I'm Black. He's Cuddy. We're going to take a trip to the beach right after this brief hesitation.
Now a rocket to center field, and that's gone. And here it is. Left field, it is over. And the Cousins hug at home plate. Pete Alonso greeted by Jeff McNeil. And his cousin Derek Morgan, he is your 2019 T-Mobile Home Run Derby champ. And he earned it.
Chassin ready with a 2-1 pitch. In the air, right center field. Yelich on the run, and he makes the catch. Christian Yelich coming up with it, and Pujols racing back, and he's doubled off at second. Christian Yelich with a tremendous play in the gap turns it into a double play.
Astros jumping out early, getting to that 8-run lead, eventually win game one.
This ball's crushed to left field and well out of here. George Springer absolutely matches that pitch to left field for a 3-run home run, and the Astros down early 5-0.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You don't think we can win some ball games this year? We're going to win some ball games.
Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that 2/3 of all men, they start losing their hair by the age of 35? And if you notice, you might think, uh-oh, it's too late. It's gone. Go to 4hims.com. One-stop shop for hair loss, also skin care, sexual awareness. It's all for men. It's science, so you don't have to be bald. They connect you with real doctors, medical solutions. It treats hair loss. Go to 4hims.com. All the products are shipped directly to your door and order now. Now, my listeners of the Video Game Review, they get a free trial of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. So here's what you do. 4hims, that's right, for him, no Hims. 4hims.com/VGR. That's forhims.com/VGR.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
You know, listening makes us smarter, more connected people. It makes us better partners, parents, and leaders. And there's no better place to start listening than Audible. Audible members now get more than ever before. Members choose three titles every month. One audiobook plus two Audible originals that you can't hear anywhere else. Audible delivers bestsellers, business, self-improvement, memoirs, and more. All professionally narrated by actors, authors, and motivational superstars. Audible members can also get free access to the New York Times Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post, delivered daily to their Audible app. With that convenient app, members can access Audible anytime. Start listening today with a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook plus two Audible originals are free. Visit audible.com/fish or text F-I-S-H to 500-500. That's audible.com/fish.
Well, Rick, after tonight, I'll be through with the whole business, and I'm leaving.
Finally, this Casablanca.
Who's bribed you, Visa? Renault or yourself?
Myself. Found myself much more reasonable. Look, Rick, you know what this is? Something that even you have never seen. Letters of transit signed by General Vigon. Cannot be rescinded, not even questioned. One moment. Tonight I'll be selling those for more money than even I have ever dreamed of. And then, adio, Casablanca. You know, Rick, I have many a friend in Casablanca, but somehow, just because you despise me, you are the only one I trust. Will you keep these for me, please?
How long?
Oh, perhaps an hour, perhaps a little longer.
I don't want them here overnight.
Don't be afraid of that. Please keep them for me. Thank you. I knew I could trust you.
Waiter, I'll be expecting some people. If anybody asks for me, I'll be right here.
Yes, monsieur.
Rick, I hope you're more impressed with me now. If you'll forgive me, I'll share my good luck with your roulette wheel.
Just a moment. Hey, I heard a rumor those two German couriers were carrying letters of transit.
Huh? Oh, I've heard that rumor, too. Poor devils.
Yes, you're right, Ugarte. I am a little more impressed with you.
It doesn't end well, however, for him, does it? 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. Casablanca update brought to you by our good friends at the Weather Channel, weather.com. It'll save your behind. 79 degrees, currently feels like 83, so a little bit of humidity in the air. High is going to be 82. Low is going to be 71, so we bypassed that already. Little sunblock is in order in Casablanca, the coolest city ever. And Casablanca, North Carolina, well, hotter. it's going to be very hot today, 93 degrees. Currently, it's 82. No humidity in the air, but it is hot as you know what. It's make sure you slather on the sunblock there, too, because it looks like it's going to be that way for a little while in Casablanca, North Carolina, which until the 20th of December remains no longer the coldest city ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are back with the attack. I am Bob Black. He is Scott Cuddy. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Like I said in the very beginning of the show, the soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders, Oakland Raiders are starting to find out why Pittsburgh was more than willing to let Antonio Brown walk away. Simple as that. He's an amazingly talented Hall of Fame receiver. He has altered the game. When he is on the field, he is still the best wide receiver in football. Everybody else is 1A. I don't care if it's Julio Jones. I don't care if it's Odell Beckham Jr. I don't care who it is. They are 1A comparatively. But he's barely played in camp. He's had the issue with the frostbite injury. The Raiders have stuck by him as far as that goes, and I watched John Gruden's press conference, and I almost threw up in my mouth because he was like, well, it's nobody's fault. Well, actually, yeah, it was. And I don't know if it was Antonio Brown's fault because I'm not putting it all on him. I don't know if it was the technician's fault. But when he went to Paris to get that therapy, somebody didn't do their job, and somebody wasn't paying attention, and he got into the cryo chamber. And he got frostbite on his feet, to be precise. And as I said, and no one has talked about this on any show because I've been paying attention to the National Football League shows. When the cold weather comes and they're playing cold weather games, watch for Antonio Brown to not be in the lineup because it's going to affect his feet. I guarantee you that. But that being said, Mike Mayock, the first-year general manager of the Raiders, who I think did a pretty solid job in the draft, and he did a nice job bringing in free agents because they had some money to spend, and they turned over three-quarters of the roster, said, you know, it's time for this guy to get all in. And Brown, for those of you who didn't see, walked down training camp again on Sunday because he wasn't able to use the helmet that he wanted to use. So, of course, they were running around with microphones trying to get the storyline. And as practice was getting ready to begin on Sunday afternoon, Mike Mayock had to address Antonio Brown walking away yet again. And Mayock said, hey, look, and he didn't even take questions. He said, here's the bottom line. He's upset about the helmet issue. We've supported it. We appreciate it. But at this point, we've exhausted all avenues of relief. So from our perspective, it's time for him to be all in or all out. Okay? So we're hoping he's back soon. We got 89 guys busting their tails. He just said something else. And we're really excited about where this franchise is going and hope AB is going to be a big part of it starting week one against Denver. End of story. No questions. Okay? Just wanted you guys to know where we were at. Fair? And, of course, Drew Rosenhaus immediately took issue with Mayock's assertion that all avenues over the helmet issue have been exhausted. He said there's no doubt that it's still an ongoing process. We're trying to work with the team and the league and the union to come up with a solution. We haven't sorted it out yet. To say that AB is upset about the decision to not let him wear his helmet is accurate. We're still processing it and figuring it out. I wouldn't make too much about him not being there today as much as we're still trying to come up with a solution that works for everyone. So here's the question I raise. All right, you don't want to be there because you can't wear your helmet. All right, I'll give that grudgingly. Are you not going to play? If ultimately you can't wear the helmet you want, and if you drop a couple of passes in week one, if you do play, are you going to blame it on the helmet? No, I'm going to blame it on the fact that you weren't in camp doing your job and getting in sync with your quarterback. Now, they did work together in the offseason. Carr took all his receivers and got them into one area, and they played and dined and whined and all the stuff that they do in the offseason, which is fun. But it doesn't replace reps in camp and reps in the exhibition games, although that's starting to change a little bit too. And Rosenhaus, again, doing what an agent does, is trying to protect his client. But the reality is that the Raiders are starting to have enough of this already, and they're getting a real taste of what went on with Antonio Brown in Pittsburgh, with an organization, quite frankly, that it makes the Oakland Raiders look like the dysfunctional family picnic that they usually are. I mean, the Raiders have always been a circus going all the way back to the late, great Al Davis. They just are. They're renters, not buyers. They move from city to city. There's always some kind of clown show going on. But early on in the process of the Oakland Raiders being the Oakland Raiders for the first 20, 25 years, they were a winning organization. Not so much anymore. And they brought in John Gruden to get this mess straightened out. He got the GM that he didn't get along with fired. They bring in Mike Mayock, who, as I said, I believe did a good job. But the Raiders have already had their fill. And understandably so. And I'll ask this question. If Antonio Brown is upset by the decision and the helmet and the whole nine yards, why does he have to leave camp? Why does he have to leave camp? Why can't he stay with his teammates? Why can't he work on the sidelines with his quarterback? Put a red jersey on him so he doesn't have to wear a helmet. And let him run routes and get in sync with Derek Carr at 95% full speed. No, he leaves camp to turn it into a circus yet again. Now, they're dealing with enough with the cameras and the microphones being around just because of the fact that Hard Knocks is following them around. So this is yet another storyline, another distraction. I will give Gruden credit in one area. 10 years ago, he wouldn't have put up with this. He would have lost his mind. They would have suspended Brown. Maybe they even trade him or whatever, and they would have gotten him off the team or at the very least made him reluctantly come into camp. He's dealt with this, I think, in a very good manner in that he hasn't alienated his player from whom he's going to need a ton of production this year. But Mayock, and I'm sure Gruden and Mayock had this conversation, felt at this point that he needed to go in front of the microphones and the cameras and say, hey, look, we've had enough of this crap. Get into camp. And the message is loud and clear. Gruden will have you back in the locker room because of the fact he needs you. I don't need you. You don't have to deal. I don't have to deal with you on the field. What I need you to do is get your ass into camp, start practicing. And if there's any solution on the horizon for the helmet thing, which Mac made it pretty clear that he doesn't think that there is, we'll get it done. If not, strap the freaking helmet on and play football. I mean, you know, you look at what the Raiders gave up for Antonio Brown, a third and a fifth. Maybe the fifth sticks, maybe the fifth doesn't. The third will stick. But he's missed 2 weeks of camp for the therapy on the feet. Because they'll laser the dead skin off. And now he's holding his breath and stamping his foot because of the fact that the shut air advantage helmet isn't allowed and isn't made anymore. It's not certified by the National Football League. And you want to know something? I think Roger Goodell is probably smiling somewhere. Because the NFL lawyers who are perpetually being dragged into court to deal with concussion lawsuits and CTE lawsuits and everything else that goes along with the danger and the damage that's caused by professional football are probably laughing their asses off because he's giving them ammunition. This new helmet that they have supposedly is better, as I've talked about here on the show ever since this became an issue. There's somebody in their garage right now working on the better helmet. And if they come up with some kind of product, some kind of polymer, some kind of inflatable something within the helmet to keep players from getting concussions or at least make it harder for them to get concussions, they're going to make their fortune. And the league will be open to it and Lidell or Schutt or whoever ends up being the manufacturer of said helmet when it's all said and done is going to make a fortune, and the person who invented it is going to make a fortune. And the league will go, see, we did everything we could possibly do to take care of these players. No, not Antonio Brown. He wants to wear the helmet that had virtually no protection other than the outer shell and has been complicit in the concussion and CTE protocol that's been going on in the National Football League. He doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. And here's a guy who came from virtually nothing to get into this league. I mean, a guy who used to live out of cardboard boxes. And now that he has money and he's a star and everything else, and he really never has to worry for the rest of his life, can't pull his head out of his chute because the helmet won't fit out of his beehole. All right, we'll be back right after this brief time. Adam Black, he's Cuddy. Get over it.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Who saw that coming, Doctor?
Paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back to the Attack. Black Cuddy here. We celebrate the life of Jack Whittaker going out the door, who passed away at the age of 95 over the weekend. Here's a guy in Jack Whittaker. And look, I'll never knock people who do broadcasting for a living in the fact that once the mic flips open, you got to talk. But Jack Whittaker is the one of the last of a dying breed, literally, who could do anything. And when you look at his career, he called the first 21 Super Bowls. His broadcasting career was long. It was extensive. He did everything. He called Secretariat's Triple Crown. He was a writer. He worked for CBS forever. He called college football. He called horse racing. He called everything that was out there. He worked for Wired World of Sports forever. He was with CBS forever. He did ABC's Olympic coverage back in 1984 and 1988 from the anchor desk. He was just an extraordinary broadcaster from all accounts, and I never had the pleasure of meeting the man, but from all accounts, just a really, really nice guy. Never afraid to mentor people who were perhaps preparing to take his job. And CBS released a statement talking about how his on-the-air presence and his humanity were unmatched. Like I said, didn't know the man, but his range as a broadcaster is something that most of today's broadcasters can only envy. All right, that wraps it up for the Attack. I hope you enjoyed the show. Great way to start the week. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity in approximately 23 hours. Make sure you stay tuned to all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Have a great day, everybody.